Everybody, welcome back to Salt and Burn This, a Supernatural Rewatch podcast. We've been gone a long time. As we said we would, we warned you. It would be an unforementioned amount of time.
Yes, we didn't lie.
No, we didn't lie. You know, we both just had things going on, big things, lots of things that just made it a little bit hard to get back on track. And especially once you fall out of a certain schedule, it becomes very comfortable to not get back in.
It's
all
a
of
lot
the
of
other
work,
things
too.
Aside. Yes, it is. Yeah. So, but we are here for a few reasons. One, to say, yes, we are back. We are coming back for season 5, which will premiere next week. So this is a little bit of a mid trailer of sorts.
Especially because we've been gone so long. So I wanted to address, we did have every intention of taking a small break because we wanted to work on detailing the podcast and also, you know, catch up on work and work-life balance and stuff like that. But unfortunately, during this time also, we lost one of our biggest fans of the podcast. My sister Julianne passed away. She would always tell me that even if she didn't watch the episode we were talking about or wasn't familiar with the current episode, she still loved to just listen to us talk. And so often would just have us on to hear, you know, friendly banter in the background. So I think that she did actually account for a good 50% of our of our listenership. You know, if you can still go back and see comments she would make about, you know, the little video shorts or just comments on the podcast. So if you're wondering who did most of the
engagement
commenting, it was my sister Jules. It was my sister Jules. So she will be missed.
Yeah, she really was, I think, our biggest fan. You know, she would say stuff to me too. She would reach out and say, she was making you some swag of some sort. And, you know, she would say, like, what looks better? Is it this one or this one? Or, you know, it was really cool to see how engaged and supportive she was of her sister's stuff. And I will also say, looking at her Facebook page after, it was unbelievably touching how many lives she was a part of and were touched by her and how, you know, the little tributes that they would put on her wall. I was speechless, honestly. You know, I would go visit her page often and just look and see how many people were writing stuff to her.
Yeah, she affected a lot of people. And I pointed that out during her service, that I do have friends who are probably started out as my friends who ended up being better friends with my sister. And in fact, after the service, one of my friends said, were you talking about me? I'm like, yeah. I mean, Jules was one of those people that she just, she could listen, she could mentor, she could support. And she was just an easy person to have in your life. And she was also such an advocate for taking care of yourself. Even while she was journeying this this terrible journey, she still supported other people who had their own terrible journeys to take.
Yeah, in fact, she reached out to me when my dad was going through his own illness and, you know, just said some very comforting things, you know, gave a lot of good resources if he chose to use them. That was her.
So I wanted to just share one story about her. And most people knew my sister in her adult years. Not everybody who is you know, friends with us now knew her as I knew her growing up as just my big sister, one of my big sisters. One of the things I loved about her is she rarely put herself first. She usually put me first. And if she had to go first, it was usually something that she could mock me for later. As in, Like, she would jump in the pool first to see how cold it was and then lie to me about how warm it was, you know, that type of thing. But one of my favorite stories was we were with a childhood friend and we had borrowed a single bicycle. We had a like a Huffy bike that we every kid wanted a BMX bike and we ended up with a Huffy. and we were both dared to ride down a hill, this particular very steep hill, on a bike. And Jules wanted to be the first one. She wanted to prove that she was like the daredevil and do this. And so I let her. And she took this bike, rode it halfway up the big hill, and then just jammed her way down, just like full speed down this hill. But she didn't make the turn. And instead launched herself off the side of the road and down the hill that just literally cut away from the hillside. And so my friend, our friends and I were standing on the road and we watched her just like launch into the trees and then disappear. And all we heard was snap, crack, snap, crack, snap, oh, ow, ow, and then silence. And then this little voice, like, disconnected from far away, going, I did it! And she did. She made it to the bottom. I guess all the branches and the trees broke her fall, but she pushed the bike back up the hill. When she came out of the trees again, she was just completely scratched from, like, nose to ear. I mean, her entire body was just... But she was so proud of herself for having, like, done the dare. I described it as, like, she Evel Knievel'd her way, you know, off the side of the hill. You know how you laugh and then you stop making noise because you've been laughing so hard?
Mm-hmm.
I got to that point. I mean, just watching her launch, I was like, you know, it was amazing. That's one of my favorite stories about just her bravado, you know, her bravery. Yeah. But also wanting to be like the big sister to do it first. But anyway, I have tons of stories like that about her. I just wanted to share that particular one because it actually made me think a little bit of like Sam and Dean, just to bring it back around to the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, just brother fun competition, you know, and even though it was a competition, she wasn't like in your face, but she was just so proud. I don't think I ended up doing it, honestly. I think I just kind of let her have it. I was like,
all right,
you deserve it. Yep. you got it. You win this one. It was pretty awesome. So, anyway, I miss her every day. I will miss her every day. And, again, the podcast lost a super fan, a true fan.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we should dedicate season 5 to her, to Julianne, which is the best season. So only the best for
only
Julianne.
The best for Jules. So thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate our fans.
Yeah.
Even if they're not like, we really do. Super fans. No. I mean, I appreciate all of our fans, but I do know that my sister was dedicated to us. So thank you, Jules.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Jules. And thank you to everybody else for being so patient. And like I said, we will be back shortly with the start of season 5. So we will see you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.